What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swing, and there's a drive deep into left field. Langford going back, looking up. It's gone. That ball was tagged. Ketel Marte with home runs now in four consecutive games against the Rangers. He has given Arizona its first lead tonight at 5-2.
And he's back. So are we. Good morning, Metroplex, the Hump Day edition.
Hey, Hump Day.
Already here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Had a 2-0 lead. Yep. But you went 0-9 with runners in scoring position. Ketel Marte does it again. Fortunately, even after losing 5-3 and ending the six-game losing streak, the Rangers are still a game and a half back in the wild card.
Man, Josh Jung had been so good for, you know, 2 weeks. And yesterday, it looked like he had never seen a pitch before. And it was the same pitch multiple times. It was that off-speed pitch low. I left a few guys on and you know, unable to just scratch more runs across. And, of course, Marte, who is now a Ranger killer officially.
Yeah.
Just that. I mean, it seems like it doesn't matter whether he's been a slump or not. He's going to come out there and he's going to jack one in the left field.
Yeah, I don't know if it's been – I was just now trying to look through Hobie Milner's game log this year. I don't know that there's been a time he's given up three straight base runners like that. Maybe once. He did it against Kansas City, it looks like. But otherwise, that was just, yeah, come right in. You're in a tie game. You had gotten a good bullpen day again, for the most part, out of Jacob Latz. And then Hobie Milner comes in there and single, boom, home run. And in a flash, it's gone.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, let's go to the seventh. Beeks comes in for Arizona. And he throws 12 pitches. Eight of them are balls, and about half of those are not even, like, near the strike zone. So you would think that the next hitter with two on would come up and take a strike and see a fastball. No. Swings, waving at the off speed, you know, and then eventually, what, flying out. It's just, I saw this in the Houston game, too. Like, you know, they had two runners on. Houston had two runners on. Freed had thrown, he had walked a guy and then hit the next hitter on the first pitch, like at the upper back. It was clear he couldn't feel the baseball. So they bunt the very next, and he gets the feel for the game is gone. Gone.
Not taking a pitch or making him work.
Make him work. You know, it's like you got to get scratch runs across the plate.
So the six-game winning streak is snapped. They also had a franchise record six straight games of two or more home runs. That got snapped. They do have the 19 straight errorless game streak alive. The news on Adolis Garcia, it is a grade 2 quad. obviously was not in the lineup yesterday. Does not sound like he is going on the IL, but that's not ideal for Adolis.
No, and, you know, I was trying to figure out, like, recovery time on that, and I've seen differing things, like 1 to 2 weeks, and but that's just for a regular person. Then you got somebody who's got athletic trainers at their disposal and hyperbaric chambers, and you can run in a pool with a treadmill on it, like all that crap, right? So I mean, you're hoping that it's less than 10 days.
Well, and I mean, we've heard all year. Brett Boone's talked about it. Sandler's talked about it whenever he's come on. Like defensively, the Rangers have been so good this year, and that's one of the things that's really boosted the pitching that they're getting. And so, even though Adolis had hit better recently, obviously he's been a struggle at the plate this year, but Adolis in the field has been massive for them. Like, he's been, most of the year, he's been one of the top 10 leaders in Baseball References and Fangraphs defensive runs saved.
Yeah, and I downplayed it yesterday because I was just frustrated because I feel like Garcia always gets these types of little pulls and he's just got to run exactly right. But he did have 11 hits over his last six games. And then you talk about defensively, and this is the absolute worst time to be losing anybody else injury-wise. So, yes, I just wanted to confirm it is a significant loss.
And especially, like, when you think about defensively, given what they've lost with their pitching lately. Like, some of these guys have come back down to earth a little bit. You've lost Eovaldi. Like, being able to have strong defense behind you is going to be able to cover over some of that pitch-to-contact stuff when a guy like Corbin's out there. You've got a bullpen day. And so that is going to be a frustrating thing to not have over the next few days.
So the Rangers will get back to it this afternoon with Jack Leiter, who all of a sudden feels like a savior.
Yeah, he really does. Because you can't expect to win your bullpen days, right? You can't. That was what last night was. And even beyond that, I mean, you can't expect to win Corbin games, and they did. But, you know, so to split those is fine. But now you get to Leiter, and then, you know, you're going to have DeGrom. You know, right, DeGrom's going to go eventually. You're going to have, you know, the top of your rotation, and the way Leiter's pitched, where in the last, 13 innings, he's allowed just 2 runs and 17 strikeouts and 2 walks. You expect that to continue. Although Arizona has shown, you know, regardless of whether they made trades with Suarez and Nil, they can still hit. They can still hit.
Yeah, and you say, like, you can't expect to win your bullpen days. I am getting to the point where I expect them to win when Jacob Latz pitches on a bullpen.
Yeah.
He's been so good doing these. Mm-hmm. I think his ERA in the last 3 times he's been asked to start a bullpen day, his ERA's 3.
It just seems like it's 3. It seems like it's guaranteed 5 innings a minimum. And then, you know, you're less than 2 runs.
Yeah, his last several starts as a bullpen starter, 6 innings, 2 runs, 5 innings, 1 run, 4 1/3, 2 runs, and then last night, 5 1/3, 2 runs. That's pretty good if you're getting that as a bullpen day consistently.
He's their underappreciated contributor this year. They're kind of glue guy. My Dane Dunning Award for Jacob Latz. So the good news is still game and a half back on your home for Rangers baseball. You'll get it again this afternoon. Let's give you the Cowboy update for the opener tomorrow night in Filthy. Tyler Guyton, once again, a full participant in practice yesterday. Schottenheimer, who will join us at 8:20 today for the kickoff of the Brian Schottenheimer Show, said Guyton is trending towards playing. You also have the Trayvon Diggs questions still up in the air. So Guyton, at least, seems like you're going to have your starting left tackle out there.
I mean, yesterday's like a lighter practice. It was considered their Friday because it's obviously with the schedule shift. But, I mean, yesterday, like, every day's been something different. So it's like, okay, he's out there, and then he's doing more. And this yesterday was he was out there without the knee brace this time. So he had been wearing a brace the first couple days of practice when he's been out there. Yesterday, brace was off. He was moving around, stretching with the whole group, looked like it. And I mean, Schottenheimer talking about him turning towards playing. That's a good sign that he'll be available to you. It's just knowing the growing pains he had last year, it's going to be baptism by fire. He's basically lost all the training camp. You're going to say, all right, go out there. Let's do something.
Coach also made a comment that Bobby Usev is getting a little play already in Filthy. Quote, you don't get any extra credit for beating the Eagles on primetime. I told the guys to go out there and play loose.
Yeah, and so he was talking about, it came in, Todd Archer had asked him if, hey, have you thought about it all, the speech you're going to give to the guys either at the team hotel or before the game, have you thought anything about what you're going to say your first, you know, time out there coaching as a head coach? And he kind of laughed, he's like, you know, yesterday, or I caught myself earlier this week kind of doing a, like, Philly, prime time. What's better than this guy's? Blah, blah, blah. And he said, and then I stopped. And I was like, what are you doing? Stop it. He's like, and then he turned it into one of these, look, every game out there is a championship opportunity. Like, you're trying to win games and do different things like that. And so, but there's no basically added points for beating the Eagles on primetime. It's the same as beating the Giants at noon, which is what they'll play next week. And laying it out there like that is something where then I think there were some people, even me when I first heard him say it, I was like, that sounds like you're just downplaying the level of the rivalry a little bit.
It's all coach speak.
Coach speak.
Every game's the same. Micah Parsons is going to say the same thing. Well, maybe not Micah, but normally anyone in Micah's position returning here is going to go, just another game. Just another game. When we all know that they're lying. We all know they're full of BS. So that's what this is.
Besides, like,
you don't want to overweigh it and act like losing to them makes you 0-2.
Right, but it does. Division games count as double. Because the team ahead of you, you're either up one or down one. That's two-game swing.
This was clipped by Eagles Nation on Twitter, this quote. And, of course, they did clip out all the lead-up to it where he's very clearly giving the context that exists there. But when he says it, you look in the comments on there and people are going, dude, compared us to the Giants. Have fun getting packed by 30. If you treat this Eagles team like the Giants, I have bad news.
Get me out of here.
Eagles are not the Giants, and the Link is not just another stadium.
Give me a break. I'll keep the eye roll going. As Nick Sirianni tried to say he didn't know tomorrow night. This is your boy, Chop. He did not know tomorrow night was the banner unveiling, and he will not be on the field as they do it. Because of the emphasis of moving on from a Super Bowl to the next season.
Yeah, see, I would almost buy that he's not going to be on the field more than...
Well, he's not going to be on the field.
I got a massive... I don't know about that. I can't imagine that.
You think
are they getting the rings?
I don't think they...
They don't get the rings. Like, it's not like NBA where they get the rings at night.
On opening day.
It's usually like Robert Kraft would always have those Patriot parties and they get the rings then. So they'll unveil the banner.
So is he going to skip the ring thing because he's moved on?
I don't know. When is it? Is it during the season?
I don't know.
Imagine how weird that would have looked if when the Rangers unveiled their bed sheet at Globe Life, when they dropped that banner, if like everybody was just like, we got to move on, so we're going to go back into the clubhouse.
They definitely not moved on.
Yeah, we're going to go back into the clubhouse and just not be out here when this is happening.
Eagles got Dude Wipes as the official sponsor of the Tush Push.
I got to say, all right, I got to put this in the win column for them, man. I mean, it hurts. But, you know, the Tush Push is getting, like you said, it's getting the sponsor of Dude Wipes. I mean, that fits.
My question, though, is what's the sponsorship?
Tush, the butt, right? It's the butt.
But, like, no. When they sneak the ball, are they just in stadium throwing up a graphic of, like, that Tush Push was brought to you by Dude Wipes?
But it's, right, it has to be in stadium. Like, yeah, my like mom went to the advertising cell. Like, what is Scott Long telling them they're getting for their Dude Wipe money being spent?
Yeah.
Because you're not doing anything on the... It's going to be on NFC, AFC, CBS, Fox. You don't own those rights.
No, it's going to be in stadium. The 70 or 80,000, whatever the link holds.
What are the exact rules related to props again? Like, if you just have like a pack of Dude Wipes on one of the players, like stuffed in a sock, then when they score, they can just like pull it up and like wipe down the ball.
Yeah, and Joe Buck would throw a fit. That's disgusting.
And then, of course, you are going to be facing the newly crowned number one player in the National Football League, according to his peers. Saquon Barkley came in at number one on the list with Mike and CD 35 and 36.
That's not real.
Saquon had a great year. I mean, like last year, you could say that he was like, he had the best year of anybody in the league. If you want to say that, sure, fine. He definitely was.
He had the best season anybody had last year, no doubt about it. But like that's why I keep wondering, what is the list?
Right.
Is this literally just supposed to be what happened this year and nothing else? Because I mean, if that's the case, what was he? He was like 80 last year or something. Like, and then he soars up to number one because he did have a great year. It was the best.
Yeah.
But if we're answering the question of just who had the best season, I don't need the players to vote on that. Like, if you're telling me, like, just in general, who are the best players in the game going, then I'd rather hear in general, like, how that applies in the context of more than just that season.
So Saquon ended up at one. Lamar was two. Josh Allen was three. Jamar was 4. Pat Mahomes came in at number 5. Joe Burrow, 6. Derrick Henry, 7. Myles Garrett, 8. Justin Jefferson, 9. Patrick Surtain, 10. So that's your top 10 of this year's list, voted on by the players.
And they pointed out, it was on Twitter yesterday, I think, and it was going viral, just the idea of 4 of the top 20 were on that same LSU championship team.
Ooh.
Burrow, Chase, Justin Jefferson, and then Derek Stingley. That was,
that's pretty
good. When you go back and look at that roster, I mean, at the time, I know everybody said it was a great team, but when you go back and look at that LSU roster, it is, it's like looking back at the early 2000s Miami team.
Bobby was working the Cowboy phone lines again yesterday. He will tell us what he found out next. And Micah's agent finally speaks to give their side of the story inside the Star on the official home of America's team. Next with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, the Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Just getting started on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Loaded Hump Day Edition
Hump
here
Day.
On
Day.
Sean and RJ. College kegger with the new rankings coming up at 7 o'clock. After the opening college football weekend, we got coaches bickering back and forth as well. And then the show of whales really shows up today. Mike Tirico with the call of the opener tomorrow night in Philly at 7:20. The debut of the Brian Schottenheimer show at 8:20. Nick Eatman at 9. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9:20 from Arizona.
It's a big day, and Tirico is always one of my favorite guests that we get on here. He's always so good. We could ask him about horse racing if we wanted. We could probably hit him with like water polo questions.
Yeah.
He's going to have an answer.
The agent finally speaks publicly. David Mulugeta, number 1 on Forbes. Micah Parsons, of course, you know the name by now. Jerry Jones, I think, even knows the name by now. He went on First Take with Stephen A. Smith and answered all the questions. What happened during that fateful March Micah meeting?
As far as Micah's concerned, he was out of the country. He got a call from Jerry's assistant and was asked to come in to meet about leadership. So when he got back from his vacation, he came in and he gave them a call, told him he was back, he was ready to meet. At some point during that meeting that was represented to him about was going to be about leadership, it turned into contract talk. And, if you're a 25-year-old football player and your boss, who happens to be the most powerful person in the NFL, starts talking about contracts, it's hard for you to end that conversation. So they had a conversation. Micah nodded his head out of respect. Obviously, there's a power dynamic that's a little different there. One guy is the owner of the team and the GM. And the other one is Michael Parsons, a young 25-year-old football player. So I'm not sure if there was a miscommunication there by the time Micah walked out, but at no point did Micah believe that he was negotiating a contract.
This is going to go down as an all-time Dallas Cowboy mystery, just like who started the Herschel trade. They're going to fight. They're going to fight about this to the end of time, whether Micah called Jerry to say, I want to come in and talk contract, or Jerry tricked him into getting in that room.
It will take on a life of its own as we get further away from it. And the Cowboys, it appears the Cowboys' stance is going to be Micah initiated this. Like that's what their stance is going to be from here on out. And that's the narrative they're going to try to push. It just matters of whether or not you believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, not just that. Their narrative is going to be Micah initiated this and Micah followed up. And David's saying it's completely different. David's saying, no, they reached out to him to talk about something that wasn't even related to contract, then tried to nail him down to something. It's two completely different representations of how it happened. So it really has become a, all right, well, he said, she said, we have no evidence. I don't think any evidence is going to come out. You literally are just having to figure out who's being upfront about this.
The secretary is the smoking gun of evidence. Peyton, next time you speak with her, when we have Jerry on next week, you got to ask, hey, who called who? Who initiated? She's the star witness.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We're really in a pickle. Nobody believes a word agents say.
Right.
Ever. They're lawyers. They're dirty. Nobody also really believes a word billionaire organizations say either.
Right.
So
again,
you're picking between devils.
If you had to pick, who would you side with?
In terms of who do I think is
did Jerry lure accurate? Him in with a leadership discussion, or did Micah say, I want to come in and negotiate?
I'm guessing what's the line of three sides to every story where it's like middle. You know, his side, her side, and the truth or whatever. Like, I'm guessing it's probably some blend of there was a call that was like, hey, we need to talk about leadership. And then Micah going in there and then Micah probably coming back around and going like, hey, you know, we already talked about this. Let me come back with these things. I'm guessing it was something that basically we're getting the facts that we've gotten. I would guess some of them are true over here. Some of them true over here. And then in the middle, we get the confusion.
Yeah, because Jerry's oddly dug in on this. Like, very dug in.
But yeah.
Like he's
lied to.
Yeah. So, like, from that standpoint, like, I kind of believe him a little bit just because he's so dug in. If he wasn't so dug in,
yeah,
I'd be like, all right, you're just.
I mean, one of the things David has talked about, not yesterday with First Take, I don't think. I didn't hear him mention this. But I know one of the things that David's talked about this is if Jerry is, like Jerry's perspective is right, he's like, I would be upset, too. Like Jerry's understanding of it, if he thought that's what it was, and this is what, then I would be upset too if I was in Jerry's position. But that's not the way it went. This all comes down to Jerry misunderstanding, and I'm saying this is what David would say. This all comes down to Jerry misunderstanding what that meeting was supposed to be.
Now that I could buy, that Jerry misinterpreted what everything is. I could buy that.
David, why didn't the Cowboys just deal with you directly?
We didn't understand why they wouldn't talk to his agent, since I would say probably 99% of the contracts that are done across the NFL are done with player representation. This day and age, contracts have gotten to a point where they're so, you know, convoluted. There's a lot that goes into them, from guarantee structure to APY to signing bonuses to cash flow. So to expect somebody like Micah Parsons to be one of the best defenders in the NFL and also a great lawyer when it comes to contracts, I think it's a bit unfair. You know, his job is to go out there and chase quarterbacks, and our job is to go out there and chase commas for him. So, I'm not sure exactly why it went this way, but, you know, we were always prepared and open to negotiate a contract with the Jones family.
He also said, we've reached out to Adam Pacifica, the cap guy. We reached out to Stephen Jones. Jerry felt he had reached agreement. So that was the beginning and the end of it. Did Micah really want out?
I think the most important thing is that Micah wanted to be a Cowboy, right? You know, he grew up cheering for the Cowboys, you know, wore the blue and white at Penn State, wore it in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. He wanted to be a Cowboy. We did everything we could for him to remain a Cowboy. We reached out. And like you said, I don't really do these interviews. We try to keep the negotiations out of the media. But in this case, so much information has been put out there that we wanted to just address a couple of things. But as far as Michael is concerned, he wanted to be a Cowboy. We did everything we could. And sometimes you got to be a little careful with what you read in the media. as far as what was offered to Micah, the guarantees that were offered, the APY that was offered. There's so much that goes into an NFL contract. If you look at many of these contracts that the Cowboys have done over the past few years and the recent ones, you know, the guarantees don't stretch much further than the first new year. If you look at Micah's current deal, he has guarantees into, you know, 4 years from now. So again, there are certain things that have been put out in the media to make it look as though Micah turned down a fair or a great deal, but that's simply not the case.
Bobby, elaborate on what he's talking about and what did you and David Mulligetta discuss yesterday?
Yeah, I think that mainly what he's talking about there when he says where the guarantee is structured and how this breaks down. So the idea is if you've got a contract, if somebody's offering you a contract extension and it's 5 years long, and it's reported as it's 5 years and it's $202.5 million, and there's $130 million of it that's guaranteed or something like that, what you're looking at then is the first 4 years could be where the guarantees fall down, and that could be all $130 million right there. And if that's the case, then you're talking about a deal that's basically 32 and a half. I'm not saying these were the exact numbers, but as an example, it's 32 and a half. And then it's a $70 million season on the back end that's not guaranteed, that they will either cut if they don't want to hang around, or they will negotiate a new deal at that point and change his contract number. That's why they'll put void years on the back years too, is because if they can't come to an agreement and there's non-guaranteed money there, but they want to keep the player, then they can just go, all right, well, we're converting that into a signing bonus and we're shifting money into future years now so that we don't have to have that number there. So it's all an accounting trick. It's a game that everybody plays. But I think the sense I got talking to David yesterday was that the Dallas and Green Bay numbers, even though they weren't close in average per year and there were all these little things, like, he didn't need the Green Bay deal to stay here. He just needed them to negotiate the way that the rules basically dictate you do. If they did that, and I don't mean David needed that. I'm saying Micah needed that. Yeah. Micah wanted it done a certain way, as he had communicated to David. And I think Micah, for him, it was, again, it's the structure. When David's talking about the first year, it's basically the Bland deal we talked about yesterday. Bland's deal, he's on his final year of his deal right now, his rookie deal. He's got the first year of the extension next year. There's no guaranteed money, no totally guaranteed money after that first extension year. None. He's got one more year that he could earn if they keep him on the roster. But if they choose to cut him in the spring, Deron Bland gets none of that other extra money. And he's essentially a corner who played for 2 years and $36 million.
So the real importance seems to be the first 3 years of these deals.
First three-year cash flow is the thing that's most important a lot of times to agents in terms of figuring out how much a deal is. And Micah's deal with the Packers is the first 3 years is 3 for $124 million. So, I mean, he's basically a $41.3 million player the next 3 years. And that's how they try and stagger these things and figure out what works.
What would the first three with the Cowboys have been?
The Cowboys have not publicly said what theirs would have been. But for instance, somebody like Bland, whose deal looks like $25 million or whatever it is, Bland's deal the first 3 years is $16 million a season. It's $8 million less than what it's reported as is the annual value.
Mulligetta said the offer was 40.5 APY, would not be the highest contract. He was asked, did you get the highest non-quarterback guaranteed money? He said it would not be the highest in the first 3 years. Okay, so he's talking about the first 3 years. Then he said, we wanted four. They offered five. That was a holdup. And then the Packers gave us that $3 million difference in the designation between linebacker and defensive end. So the Packers are like, we'll make it up for you. We'll throw in an extra $3 million. So that's David Mulligetta yesterday on First Take. He said, we were open after Micah's third season of doing business. They said they had to get Dak and Lamb done. We said, fine, we understand. Dak's the leader. We asked again after Micah's fourth season. They said, we'll let you know. They never reached out to Mulligetta. Did you tell Jerry to stick it up his ass?
Yeah.
He said, I did not say that. I've never uttered that phrase. But I did say, you think you're just sending this over to me to be stamped? You've already done all the homework? Don't bother sending it. He did tell Jerry and the Cowboys that.
What's your point?
I think it was self-explanatory. Mr. Jones said it was never personal for Micah or himself. Yeah, right. The back's doing much better.
Oh.
He's been on Cowboy anti-inflammatories for a week, and Micah would not have sat. The Cowboys were never told that Micah was going to sit out games. I don't know whether
I believe the Cowboys were not told that.
Right.
But I mean, I also believe it's just because the Cowboys weren't communicating with that side at all.
Yes.
But so I
they wanted that threat to linger.
Yeah. I believe the Cowboys weren't told that. I don't know if I totally believe that, like, Micah wouldn't have considered it, yeah. But like I definitely believe they did not tell the Cowboys he was going to sit out.
What about for George Pickens? A lot of Tolos are worried about that. And Mulligetta said, look, it's business, not personal. It will not affect. Jerry said the same thing as well. It's like they're going to have this amnesia and just move on to the next player. Totally new relationship and discussion. I think Mulligetta will tell George, don't go into that office.
Right. Probably, yeah. Now,
and I don't think George will. I don't think George will go in the office.
Now, David's not his agent, right? It's just the same company. It's
no, his David's his agent.
But it's his partner that handles him.
Nope.
That's what I read yesterday. It was his partner. Okay.
Andre Odom is somebody who works with David on a lot of deals. Andre Odom works with him on Micah. But no, David's involved in George Pickens.
Look, man, I mean, you could say he wanted to be a Cowboy. If he wanted to be a Cowboy, he'd have been a Cowboy. It's like if you really want to stay with your wife, she wants you to go to therapy, you don't want to go to therapy, well, then you don't really want to stay with her.
Although there reaches a point where when they call back and say, hey, let's salvage this, and then Jerry goes, no, we're trading you, or you can play on, so you can play on the fifth-year option, and
or
trade
take
in the spring.
The original deal, which even I don't even know.
No, they didn't even offer that.
Yeah, offered at that point.
But yeah, they said at that point it was, we're trading him, or you can play on the fifth-year option, and we trade him in the spring. But those are the options.
So that's the explanation from the other side on your home of America's team. We got the real action kicking off tomorrow, pregame, play-by-play, with Brad Sham, Babe Laufenberg, and the post game all year long on DFW Sports Station. Why is RJ Choppy getting in the middle of this Dallas Mavericks baby mama drama? That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cannot wait for the college football kegger with the new rankings at 7 o'clock. You got coaches bickering all over the place. Then the whales start showing up. Mike Tirico, 7:20. He's going to have the call of the opener tomorrow night on NBC. Brian Schottenheimer, the debut of the Shotty Show at 8:20. Nick Eamon and Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, in the final hour. But baby mama, Dallas Maverick drama, RJ Choppy.
This is PJ Washington. And look, as a divorced dad, I'll be brutally honest here. I am kind of sensitive to the dealings with pickup and exchange when it comes to the kids. And
is that an absolute beating when you first start off?
It is. And pick I also
drop off exchange.
It's a beating because it's awkward.
Awkward.
It's very awkward.
Anxiety.
I also don't overreact is the wrong word. I don't react to when the two fight and it gets ugly, because anyone who's been divorced knows it's like you could absolutely see how it gets to that point where there's fighting and it's ugly and it's you will look back in 10 years and say, oof, I want that day. I want that back. Right. You can absolutely see how that happens. So I don't like try to overreact to those things. But there was a video that was posted out there of PJ and his ex, Brittany Renner, doing a drop off and exchange of the child. And in the video, you could see, you know, the child being handed to PJ. And as soon as it goes to PJ, the kid starts wailing.
Does the lean.
The lean away.
Yeah, does the human surfboard.
Yeah, the lean away. I've never heard it called that.
I mean, that's what I envision when my kids do when I'm handing them to my wife. I'm kidding. It's usually when she's handing them to me.
And, you know, there's a lot of thoughts online about this. And my thought on this is it's pretty simple. Like, you know,
it's showing that the kid doesn't want to go to the other parent.
Right. And, you know, generally what I've found is like kids, you know, my youngest one, he was about the same age. It looked about the same age. He was about 2 years old. 18 months to 2 years old when we got divorced, or at least when we started the process. And there were times where he was, you know, like he didn't want to go. And because he's a 2 year old, 2 year olds are, you know, they want to be in their own playroom for any number of reasons. Right. But how much of that is the kid constantly hears at home, hey, you know, daddy left or mommy left.
Yeah.
Or
I feel like with divorced parents, it's just a game of...
It's a game.
Topping.
It's a game.
Topping each other, winning the contest.
It's a game. And, you know, there were people saying, you know, he should have just left the kid at home or whatever. And look, and I have a right, and the mother would have a right to see the child. You have a right to your kid. Your kid does not have a right to tell you he does not or she does not want to go with you at 2 years old. Mm-hmm. At 15, that's a different story. Even at 12, I would be like, yeah, you know what? You don't have that right at 12. When you start to become more of an adult and you don't want to come see mom or dad, I have no problem with that, or I have less problem with that. But at 2 years old, the kid, he doesn't have the right to say, I don't want to see that.
And you know what doesn't make that better? Saying, you're right, you stay here. Like if you're wanting your son or your child to get like closer to you and not have these separations be as tense, it doesn't get better by going, oh, okay, I'll see to you. You will never come with me, because then every single one of those will be that way.
And I don't know the backstory here, like because I think from what I read, the mother was involved with making the video, and you know,
Brittany Renner's mother, and I think PJ's updated significant other. So you had four people fighting,
and the mother and the significant other started fighting and jawing at each other, and they brought money up. The mother brought up money, like the amount of money in the child's bank account versus how much his car is. Man, the moment you start bringing money up, it muddies the whole thing. Like you're the mom. Like stay out of it, I guess is what, you know, I mean. And everybody needs their own support system, but that doesn't make it any better, because the kids hear this. Even though, you know, they're 2 years old, they don't think they understand. They still hear it, and it still traumatically impacts them for the next 50 years. My 12-year-old, because we played that video or that audio of him saying, you shut up and I want to be a baseball, he still will not let me record him to this day. I can't take a picture or a video of him.
Yeah.
Because of that, which happened when he was two. So it's a tough spot. It's a tough spot for that for both of those.
Now they were yelling and screaming, window down, step out of the car, I'll beat you blank, all this stuff.
Standing on business.
PJ Washington. It got PJ's like seems like so stoic and quiet, and then things just erupted. Ollie had, when we were like, oh my god, this kid needs therapy. He's a psycho. We need to get him to talk to someone. He had transition issues.
What's that?
So he couldn't go from when he was sitting there playing with his toys. And it was time either in school or at home. All right, it's time to do the next thing. He'd have these meltdowns and freakouts. So I'm sure this kid was doing something fun, right? I'm sure, I would guess that a divorced parent, the moment the other one comes to pick them up, wants them to do the most fun thing possible.
Yeah.
So that, it, you know, everyone sees that it's the most fun at my house and this is where they should be. I'm just guessing. But Ollie would just transition. The biggest fight and explosion with him was at a July 4th party. We're all supposed to go outside and watch the parade, and he didn't want to leave his truck. So just moving from one thing to another. But anytime he hears voices raise in the house, we could be sitting there laughing with each other. He intervenes. He steps in to try to be like, we're like, no, no, we're just reacting to the game. No. We're laughing at this joke. But he thinks it's yelling. He thinks it's screaming. And he did this since he was like age 3. You know, like, he had this
knock it off.
Sensitivity. Yeah, knock it off. All right. This CEO at the tennis match. This is incredible. And I don't, Jesse Holly, Michael Jordan, all you tough guy fathers, I don't want to hear you criticizing this billionaire who was at the U.S. Open and stole this hat from this kid. Because y'all always tell me, Corey Majors, I'm throwing you in this category as well, don't let him win. You set up that Nerf hoop, and you better swat every damn shot they take. You play a video game, and you better stomp them by 60. Because during this tennis match, this player goes on over, signs a hat, hands it to this kid.
It's Camille Mogs Rock. Sure.
Way to clarify.
Yeah.
We'll call her Vita from now on. Got you.
We'll call her Vita from now on.
Well, this Polish millionaire CEO snatches the hat. And then what he did with the press release and the statement afterwards was amazing. He basically said, hey, I was teaching you a life lesson. Don't be so slow. If you were faster, you would have had the hat. And this guy got yelped, bombed, or review bombed for his business, forcing him into another public statement. But he basically said, tough kid.
Tough.
You know, if you were faster, you'd have it. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually you would think like a billionaire or a millionaire is like, they don't need that. They don't need these little things to.
There's no way you could get me at a baseball game. And unless it's the Corey Seager home run in the World Series or the Aaron Judge home run ball that I'm immediately selling for money.
Selling.
You cannot give me a baseball. You could have 3 straight baseballs hit to me in the stands. I have no desire to take that baseball home. That's just me. I'd much rather get a picture with an athlete. I'm taking every single ball and tossing it to every single kid around.
Yeah.
This hard on this desire. Wow, this desire.
Yeah.
To keep these random balls or this autograph. I mean, people love keepsakes. People love autographs. But man, he said, yes, I took it. Yes, I did it in a rush, but as always, first come, first served is life.
Wow. Literally, though, he has to reach in front of the kid's face to take it. It's directly in front of, it's like being handed directly to the kid, and the guy's like just not even looking. He's like, here's hat, and just kind of, he doesn't even see it got snatched from him, but this is.
I'm glad they found him. I'm glad they doxed him. Doxed, is that what the word, doxed?
Yeah. Aiden had it up on the fan cam as well. Said it was an educational gesture.
Oh, yes.
To teach the boy a sense of gratitude and responsibility.
Well, look at that.
The tennis player found the kid, gave him the hat, gave him merch or whatever, and now this guy is trying to apologize.
This is never worth it. It's never worth it on the chance that you are on camera.
People lose their mind.
And you get busted for this, and it will this is one of the worst examples we've seen of it. But how many different examples have we seen of somebody taking something from a kid or trying to like reach out in front of this? And immediately the internet goes, we're going to find where you work, where you live, and ruin your life.
I love that part of it.
No, I'm saying it can't be worth it. The threat, the societal threat has to not be worth that hat or that ball or whatever. You can't take it from the kid. If the kid's around, you got to move.
Yeah, what do you do? Is he going to sell it? Make another 10 grand?
Couple of pieces of celebrity news. One, people are worried about. The other, I'm infuriated over. The Rock has lost like 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And he showed up to like his movie. By the way, this movie looks damn good. He's playing the role of this UFC fighter. I thought he was trying to say he was losing the weight for the role, but no. He looks like this jacked up freak that's, you know, has muscles popping out of every single orifice in the film. But it's not a typical Rock film. You know, he's trying to be like take on a serious role. It actually looks really good. But The Rock is not looking like himself.
No, it looks it's very disappointing. Really is. I'm happy for him that he is like going all in on this method acting thing, like Christian Bale and.
But he didn't need to be that.
Yeah, he doesn't need to get that small. This is smaller than that.
This is smaller than that. It's just it's like you used to have.
I don't know whether it's for another role after the UFC movie
Maybe. He looks sickly though.
Yeah.
Kristen thought he was sick.
Yeah, and like your sleeves are supposed to be tight along your striated biceps, Brock. Not flopping in the wind.
Yeah, because when you look at the photo of him, like right here, look at it. He just looks like gaunt.
Yeah.
And just thin, and I don't know that. Yeah, that looks almost like ill.
And by the way, they gave him a 15-minute standing ovation.
15? Are you sure?
That's what it was. They said a 15-minute sit. So what was happening during chopping it up? You guys are going to stand up and just clap the entire time.
No, they went Rocky,
and
Rocky.
How you could handle and hold a 15-minute standing ovation.
Yeah, come on now. The other one I'm furious over, this Pam Anderson, Liam Neeson relationship was apparently set up and fake.
I didn't even know they were together until I saw this headline.
Yeah. Naked Gun. And then it's like, oh my God, what a cute. Yeah. They finally matured. They got together. And now everyone is saying it was a PR stunt.
PR stunt.
To help sell the movie. I now hate both of them. And I've always, Liam Neeson has been an all-time loved character.
Uh-huh.
Pam, I try to give the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh man, people busted on you for years and Bimbo. Literally. And I watched her documentary and all that. And I'm like, screw you both.
Yeah.
This is cheap.
Because I always thought, like, Liam Neeson was, you're right, he was beloved. But I also thought, like, a little sideways. Like, you're not, the whole Taken role, like, you're not this badass.
No,
but you played the part really, really well.
He's also got a sad backstory as to why he's even single to be able to fake this relationship.
His wife passed away.
Yeah, it was Natasha Richardson, the mom from the second Parent Trap. She died in a skiing accident.
How far did Arch and the Longhorns fall? The movers, the shakers, all the drama, the bickering, the fighting with the college football kegger, then Mike Tirico, next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.